With just the two of you?
Okay. Well, hi, guys. What's your names? I'm glad you're visiting.
What are your names, huh? Okay, well, you all know this, but I want to ask a question. This is a multiple choice question, so this is like a school question. You ready? Where was Jesus born? Was Jesus born in Alabama? No. Was Jesus born in London, England? Was Jesus born in Cairo, Egypt? Or was Jesus born in Nazareth?
Nazareth.
The final answer?
Yeah.
Okay. Nazareth. That is right. Who's ever? Have you ever heard of Nazareth? Neither one of you have heard of it, have you? Yeah. Well, guess what? Jesus was born in this little place that nobody knew about. And if you go to Nazareth today, guess what? It's still this little bitty town where Palestinians live. Okay? So Palestinians and Israelis have always kind of had this fight with each other. Well, Jesus was born in a place that nobody knew about. And guess what? Daddy, I was born in a place that nobody knows about. Do you all remember where I was born? Where? We've been there before. Georgia. A little town. Remember what it was called? No. Fort Valley. Okay. Let's turn around and let's ask, except for maybe hearing me say it, has anybody here ever heard of Fort Valley, Georgia? Anybody? A couple of people. I have two people. Okay? All right. But guess what? Something famous came from Fort Valley, Georgia. And guess what it was? School buses. Would you have ever believed that? Huh? That a town that nobody ever heard of came from a little place that did a really good thing. And let me tell you the story. There was a guy, were you hearing this story in my office last week, or was that? No, I think that was the Deal's grandkids that I was telling this to, actually. There was a man named Mr. Luce, George Luce, who when he was a little boy, he was on a school bus, and the school bus had a wreck, and several of the children on the bus died. Very sad story. So do you know what George Luce said? George Luce was from Fort Valley, Georgia, a little town that nobody's ever heard of except for Ruth and Bill. Okay? Town nobody's ever heard of. George Luce said, when I grow up, I'm going to make a safer bus so if children are in a wreck, they'll be safe. And you know what he did? Right in Fort Valley, Georgia, a town that nobody's ever heard of, he did it. And this is a model of the very first bus he ever built in 1927. Now, let me ask you another question. Have any of you ever ridden a bus that had like a little bird over the door of it?
Yeah.
That bus was made in my hometown, Fort Valley, Georgia, that nobody has ever heard of. Now, let's turn around again. How many of you out here have ever ridden on a bus that was made by Bluebird or that had a bus over the door? Look at the hands. Okay. Virtually, if you've ever ridden a school bus, you have probably ridden a Bluebird school bus. And to this day, if you go out just to the edge of town, the Bluebird bus factory is still there, and they have a yard that probably has 1,000 buses that are being built to go to different places in the U.S. at any time. Well, guess what? The Bible lesson today asks the question, can anything good come from Nazareth? But who did we already say came from Nazareth? Jesus. Yeah. Jesus. So from that little town that nobody ever heard about, and a little town that is actually to this day a dump. Guess what? Jesus Christ came from right there. Let's pray together. God, help us to remember that regardless of where we're from, that every place is important in your sight. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thank you all.